Psalm 149.
Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Jesus! King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who rideth prosperously unto victory, the one who shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath, the Christ of God, chosen and called to rule in Zion in the midst of his enemies. Hallelujah! For he must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet. He is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So let us praise him. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. And let Israel finally be broken of their stubbornness and pride and stoutness of heart, when the Antichrist shall finally be used of God to dash all their hopes of their earthly kingdom. Then shall the remnant's heart turn unto the Lord, and the veil shall be taken away, and the blind eyes shall see out of obscurity in the wilderness. They shall lift up their eyes and see the Holy One of Israel, their Maker and their Redeemer, the One whom they pierced. And they shall weep and mourn because of him. For they shall finally repent of their iniquity and acknowledge their sin and bow to their true Messiah, the One whom they despised and received not. Oh, they shall return again unto him, the One who hath torn and smitten. They shall acknowledge their offense and seek his face early, and he shall be found of them. Jesus! Jesus! King of kings and Lord of lords, the King of Israel and God of all the earth. Hallelujah! Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. But the wicked shall he trample under his feet. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. For the King of glory hath appeared, and he shall come riding on white horse, riding prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. But who is this King of glory? For when he cometh, he is not alone, but there are armies following him out of heaven. For he is the Lord of many hosts. And who are these hosts? Well, they are they who are called, chosen, and faithful. These are they whom Enoch prophesied of, the 10,000s of his saints, joyful in glory, with the high praises of God in their mouth and two-edged swords in their hands, all coming behind their King of glory to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings, the kings of the children of pride, with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. For our God is a God of judgment, and our King is the King of righteousness. For all those who offend and do iniquity
must be gathered and bound and cast out of his kingdom into outer darkness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And our King, King Jesus, has given this honor to all his saints. He is the Lord. He is the King of glory. He is the King of saints. And he shall be praised forever and ever in the congregation of his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149.